From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, July 24th at 6:45. Illinois closed the century-old Stateville Correctional Center last year. Many of the men housed there went from being in a maximum security facility to less restrictive environments, and that transition can be overwhelming. IPM's Emily Hayes has more on what one facility is doing to help its new transfers adjust to their surroundings.
There are parts of the medium-security Danville Correctional Center that don't look anything like the prisons you see in movies.
The sidewalks, and then there's grass in between, and they're kind of brick buildings on all the sides. And there's some flowers here, some daffodils, I guess.
This open green space could be a city plaza, but when you look a bit closer,
we have some wire that's kind of like barbed wire over stuff.
Danville had an infusion of new people following the closure of Stateville, including Alfred Moore Bay.
Doing time has, you know, it has a lot of pressure on you.
Moore Bay has been incarcerated for 27 years for abetting a murder. At first, prison officials brought him to another maximum security facility. Then he applied to move to Danville.
After you've been on the max level for so many years, where you're just in a cell on a thin gallery, every now and then you get a little movement, but here it's a lot more movement.
He says that can be hard to handle, especially when you spent years training to constantly be on high alert like he has. It's something corrections counselor Jason Baer noticed after the transfers began arriving.
Some of those guys are older, and the speed of the younger guys, it's almost an overstimulation. And they are very grumpy. They can be very grumpy about it.
Michael Abdul-Rauf Hearn understands these feelings. He's served 23 years so far for a murder charge. About a year and a half ago, he and others at Danville created a class to help the new influx from Stateville and other high-security prisons.
We've kind of piecemealed it.
Hearn looked at what the prison was already doing well, the peer education program called Building Block.
We've seen things that the building blocks have used, and we think those things were great and we adapted it.
Their new 3-month program includes units on critical thinking, communication, trauma, and life planning.
It may seem a little bit out of place for individuals in custody who are serving longer sentences or have been incarcerated for a longer amount of time than the average prisoner here within the institution, but we still feel it's important and we've integrated it into our curriculum.
Hearn met Alfred Moore Bay when he moved into the long-term offender section of the prison. That's when he found out that Moore Bay had already taken higher education courses on restorative justice at Stateville, so he asked him to help out. Moore Bay teaches 3 communication skills classes a week, plus weekends and tutoring.
A lot of people, when they're making their transition, you know, they seem to be standoffish, don't want to say much, hold back things, you know, I'm tough, macho, but to break that wall, is big, and when you're able to break that wall, you can start to see the wall come down, and now people become more who they are.
Hearn says they are currently in their last module with what he calls the long-term guys, who are often sentenced for life.
We'll be on the yard, or we'll be in obscure places where the commissary or what have you, and I hear somebody repeating to another person something that they learned. Because then it means they've internalized it. It's just not regurgitating it, but they've used it in a way that is appropriate and in a way that cements that they've actually understood it.
Corrections counselor Jason Baer oversees the program from the staff side, but says Moore Bay, Hearn, and the others do the heavy lifting. And in a short amount of time, they've already helped the younger and the older men get to know one another.
Those guys are awesome. They're like, hey, you know, hey, go meet them. See how they got the pep in their step.
Peer education in Illinois prisons started at the Danville Correctional Center, and its programs have shown enough success that staff from other facilities are replicating their model throughout the state. In the process of teaching others, Alfred Moore Bay says he's also learned more about himself.
I didn't think I was an effective communicator. And going through the program, it showed me that actually I'm pretty good at it, and it's natural.
While this summer's classes are wrapping up, the course will continue with new students. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.